Hey everybody, it's J. Keith Van Stratton.
And Helen Hong.
And we're the hosts of Go Fact Yourself, a celebrity comedy trivia game show right here on Maximum Fun. And we're here to welcome you to
the Max Fun Drive Kickoff Spectacular!
You can tell we rehearsed that. Hey, this is the most wonderful and important time of year for Max Fun. And to get it kicked off, we've invited tons of your favorite Max Fun hosts from across the network to join in this special show.
If you listen to a lot of Max Fun shows, you may have noticed versions of this kickoff episode posted across multiple feeds that you're subscribed to.
That's because this is an event that cannot be contained to just one episode or just one podcast feed. There are actually six total versions of this kickoff. So make sure to look at the title of this show so you know that it's one of the versions you haven't already heard. Or listen to all of them again. They're great. You're going to hear the same questions in each episode, but the answers can be very different.
Go to MaximumFun.org for the full show with trivia and fun involving dozens of hosts from across the network.
Now, before we get to the rest of the show, the Max Fun Drive is all about supporting the podcast that you love. And how do they show that support, Helen?
By becoming a Max Fun member. Each and every podcast here is sustained by listeners who give a monthly contribution.
You can go to MaximumFun.org/join, put in your payment information, and select the shows that you listen to. For as little as $5 a month, you can have a direct hand in making sure your favorite shows can continue.
Or by upgrading or boosting your membership for as little as $1 more per month.
It really is that simple. The shows that you love can only continue with the support of their listeners. Helen, while they do that, who are we talking to for this kickoff spectacular?
I will let them introduce themselves and the podcasts that they host on our network.
Hi, I'm Alex Schmidt. I'm in Beacon, New York, and I co-host Secretly Incredibly Fascinating.
Hi, I'm Ellen. I live in Auburn, Washington, and I'm the host of Just the Zoo of Us.
Hi, I'm Christian Weatherford. I'm in Auburn, Washington, and I also co-host Just the Zoo of Us.
Hi, I am Katie Golden. I live in Turin, Italy, and I co-host Secretly Incredibly Fascinating.
Well, it's so wonderful that you all joined us. Let's hear a little bit more about the shows that you host on Max Fun, and then we'll get to the games.
Secretly Incredibly Fascinating, we're a show where we take one thing that people think is ordinary or regular or just in the background of life, and we find out about the history and the science and the stories that make it amazing.
And Alex does all the hard work while I sit, ask him questions, and make dumb jokes.
And Ellen and Christian?
Just the Zoo of Us is an animal review podcast where we take species of animals and rate them out of 10 in different categories. It's a very lighthearted and fun and family-friendly way to learn about cool animals. And we alternate between co-hosted episodes where Christian and I review our own animals and guest episodes where we get to talk to really, really cool people like scientists and zookeepers and people who can bring a lot of insight and experience into the animal ratings.
All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Helen, now tell us about the rules of today's game.
We have a series of Max Fun Drive related trivia questions to ask you today. Some notes on the scoring. We are on the honor system here, so we ask that you stick with the first answer that pops into your head, regardless of what else you hear. Also, you may earn points for not only correct answers, but also for creative and funny answers as well.
Ooh, sounds like a challenge. All right, for our first group of questions, each answer will contain the word max, as in Max Fun Drive. All right, here's your first question. Tiger Child was a short documentary that was the first movie shown in what large film format? Christian?
IMAX.
Ellen?
Maximum width.
Katie?
IMAX.
Alex?
Max I.
And Helen, what is the correct answer?
IMAX.
IMAX, of course. All right, next question. What auto dealership chain claims to be, quote, the way car buying should be, end quote? Christian?
CarMax.
Ellen?
Drive Good.
Katie?
Drives are us.
Alex?
Fun Car.
And Helen, the correct answer?
CarMax.
That's right. Each of these has Max in the answer. All right, next question. What phrase meaning most disgusting was popularized by Moon Zappa in the 1982 song Valley Girl? Christian?
Maximum disgust.
Ellen?
Grody to the max.
Katie?
Grody to the max.
Alex?
Grody to the mat. I'm trying to go even higher.
And Helen, the correct answer is?
Grody to the max.
Grody to the max. All right, next. What active Major League Baseball pitcher has one brown eye, one blue eye, and three Cy Young awards? Christian?
Max multicolored eyes.
Ellen?
Max heterochromia.
Katie?
Maximilian Baseball.
Alex?
Max Scherzer.
Oh, and Helen, the correct answer?
Max Scherzer.
But Ellen, very nice diagnosis of his condition. And final question in this round. What is discount chain TJ Maxx called in the United Kingdom? Christian?
Too Much Max.
Ellen?
Theodore James Max.
Katie?
Maximum Jails, isn't it?
And Alex?
What's all Max then?
Very entertaining answers, but Helen, what is the correct answer?
TK Maxx.
TK Maxx.
Mm. Whoa, what?
Right.
That's right. Although I like, Katie, can we get yours again? Because that was very entertaining.
Maximum Deals, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Isn't it?
It really is. All right, our next group of questions will all have the word fun in their answers, as in Max Fun Drive. Here we go, our first question. What phrase essentially means that your perception of a clock speed changes whether you're enjoying a particular activity? Katie?
Fun speed.
Alex?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Ellen?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Christian?
Fundamental relativity.
And Helen? The answer?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, it does. Fundamentally and relatively, it does.
Yeah, I think we're all right. But go on.
Yeah.
Go on.
what are answers anyway? What is trivia? Next question in the round. Again, fun is included in all the answers. Finish this line in the ad jingle for Slinky. It's Slinky. It's Slinky. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. It's Slinky. It's Slinky. Katie?
It's only for girls, not boys.
Alex?
The singer's name is Roy.
Ellen?
For any girl or boy.
Christian?
It's fun until it's not.
What isn't? And Ellen, the correct answer?
It's all fun and games till someone loses an eye. No. It's fun for a girl or a boy.
Right.
Okay.
But not both.
Ellen, you were pretty close, so I might
I think that's close enough.
Yeah, I think, Ellen, I think you were close enough for a point.
All right, here's question number three. Whether served with beef, chicken, or vegetables, what staple of Chinese restaurants is always made with stir-fried rice noodles? Katie?
Din Tai Fung?
Alex?
Chow Fun?
Ellen?
Chow Fun?
Christian?
Egg Foo Young?
And the answer, Helen?
Chow Fun.
Chow Fun. Fun's in the name. All right, next question, same category. What Broadway show based on Alison Bechdel's graphic memoir won the 2015 Tony Award for Best Musical? Katie?
Fun Times at Ridgemont High.
Alex?
Fun Boots.
Ellen?
Fun Miserab.
And Christian?
Fun Time Singing.
Interesting answers. Helen, what is the correct answer?
None of you guessed Fun Phantoms of the Opera.
I'm sorry, Helen, that's Phantom of the Opera.
Right.
It's Fun Home.
Fun Home is the correct answer there. And finally, last one in this category, a favorite line of Walt Disney was famously, it's kind of fun to do what? And I'm going to ask each of you to answer your question starting with, it's kind of fun to do, etc. Okay, here we go. Katie.
It's kind of fun to do crimes.
Alex.
It's kind of fun to do thefts from my colleague, Yube Iwerks.
Ellen?
It's kind of fun to smoke cigarettes, kids.
And Christian?
It's kind of fun to be funny.
And the correct answer, Helen?
It's kind of fun to do the impossible.
Ah, yes.
That's cool.
All right, time for our final group of questions. These will all have the word drive in their answers, as in...
Jakeith. I think they get it.
You're right. We have some very smart hosts. All right, here we go. First, what is the common name for the activity of moving bovines from one place to another? Ellen?
Cattle driving.
Christian?
Cattle drive.
Katie?
Moving drive.
And Alex?
Let the cattle drive. Right, you give them the keys. You throw them the keys in a cool way.
Yeah. Yeah. If you've had too much, if you've drank too much milk, let the cattle drive.
Yeah. It's like moo. And you're like moo. And you give them the keys. Yeah.
Ellen?
Cattle Drive.
Cattle Drive is the commercial.
Although I'm tempted to give Katie a quarter of a point for Moving Drive.
I got a quarter.
Quarter of a point.
All right, next question. What show hosted by Guy Fieri is airing its 47th season on a Food Network? Ellen?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Christian?
Diners, Drives, and Dives.
Katie?
Drive me to Sauce Town.
Alex?
Guys, Grocery, Good Drive.
That's the Australian version. Good Drive.
Good Drive.
Good Drive, mate. And Helen, what is the answer in the correct order?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yes. All right, next one. In a vehicle, what's the name of the rod that spins around and takes the power from the engine to the wheels? Ellen?
Drive shaft.
Christian?
Drive shaft.
Katie?
Drive thingy.
And Alex?
Thingy drive.
And the answer, Helen?
Drive shaft.
Drive shaft.
Ooh, nice.
Next one. In computers, what does SSD stand for? SSD. Ellen?
Solid state drive.
Christian?
Solid state drive.
Katie?
Super secret drive.
And Alex?
Maximum fun drive.
Helen?
Solid state drive.
That is correct.
Although I want to give Alex a quarter point for maximum smun.
Maximum.
Maximum.
I like Smaximum.
That's the yo-yo they give away at Maximum Fun.
Me and Katie got a roll of quarters going. This is great.
Yep.
Getting it all together.
All right, yeah. Last one. Made famous in a Michael Moore movie, what did President George W. Bush say on a golf course right after, quote, "I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers. Thank you." Ellen?
Now check out this drive.
Christian?
Now watch this drive.
Katie?
Now watch me drive myself to the International Criminal Court for war crimes.
Alex?
Baby, you can drive my car.
And Helen, the correct answer?
Now watch this drive.
Very nice.
I think you got it. I got too excited about it.
Are we doing it golf rules where the lowest score wins?
Oh, of course, Katie. Sure. I'm sorry. We should have explained that.
Sure. Golf rules.
Yeah, watch that drive.
All right, now it is time for a bonus round. To earn an amount of points to be considered at the judge's discretion, we would like to hear from everyone here about why the Max Fun Drive is so important and or why everyone listening to this show should become a Max Fun member now. Alex?
We really try to make it the big time for asking people and then also unbelievable swag and audio treats. So just, you know, dig into that bucket. Get in there. It's great.
Ellen?
To keep shows like ours going, because we cannot do it without listener support. I look forward to it every year. It is a highlight of my year.
Christian?
To keep going what they like to hear, and also I love to see the different events that come up for the drive that gets the shows together. I think previously one that comes to mind was the Jackbox game.
So fun.
And Katie?
For the really good swag that you get and nothing else. No, because it really helps us. It's great to be able to directly support artists and stuff because then we get to keep making the content that you want, not what some advertisers want us to do. Yeah, I love meeting people through the Max Fun Drive. I also really enjoyed designing all the pins and stuff. It's just really fun. It's like a big carnival.
Thank you all so much for those answers. Helen, who is our big winner today?
In the spirit of Max Fun Drive, we declare everyone a winner!
Yay!
Woohoo! But the biggest winner, of course, is you! Listening to this, who just became a Max Fun member or upgraded or boosted your membership at MaximumFun.org/join.
Don't you want to be a winner? Go to MaximumFun.org/join and become a Max Fun member now. The future of the podcast that you love quite literally depends on it.
By the way, if you want to hear more Max Fun hosts playing trivia games, make sure to check out our show, Go Fact Yourself. We've welcomed loads of Max Fun hosts, including Jesse Thorne, John Hodgman, Ross and Carrie, and we think every single McElroy on the network, although there might be one hiding that we haven't gotten to.
Yeah, you know what? If you add more McElroys, we will host them on our show. We also have a lot of non-Max Fun celebrities, including everyone from comedian Paula Poundstone to author Roxane Gay to DJ Jazzy Jeff. Check us out wherever you get podcasts. And if you're in the LA area, come to our live audience recordings. We've got ones on March 23rd and March 30th.
Okay, everyone. What's that link to become a Max Fun member again?
MaxFun.org/join.
All right, you heard them. Maybe that was MaximumFun.org/join. All right, Helen, let's hear from our next group of Max Fun host contestants.
Take it away, Max Fun hosts.
Hi, I'm Tom Lum. I'm coming to you live from New York City. It's Let's Learn Everything.
My name's Ella, and I'm coming to you from London, and I host Let's Learn Everything.
I'm Ross Blotcher, coming to you from beautiful downtown Burbank, and I'm co-host of Oh No, Ross and Carrie.
I'm Teresa McElroy, and I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I host Schmanners with my husband, Travis.
Hey, I'm Jordan Morris, co-host of the comedy chat show Jordan Jesse Go with Jesse Thorne and the new show Free with Ads.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us. Let's hear from each of you now about the shows that you host on Max Fun. And for extra points, see if you can describe your show in 6 words or less. Tom and Ella?
Let's Learn Everything is a science and comedy podcast where we learn about science and a little bit of everything else. So we will try to answer questions like which animal has the most bones, but then also learn about the history of fan fiction at the same time.
Great. And Ella, do you have a 6-word description of it?
Science, facts, and good vibes only.
Ross?
Oh No, Ross and Carrie is a show in which myself, Ross, and my co-host Carrie get ourselves into all kinds of uncomfortable situations investigating fringe science, spirituality, and claims of the paranormal, but we try to have a lot of fun. We investigate it from the scientific viewpoint, and we show up so you don't have to.
And Teresa?
I host Schmanners with my husband, Travis McElroy, and we discuss culture and how etiquette is applicable to our lives today. Extraordinary etiquette for ordinary occasions.
Wonderful. And Jordan, can you describe what your show is for people who aren't familiar?
Jordan Jesse Go is a totally aimless chat show. Me and Jesse Thorne goof around with a celebrity guest every week and have the dumbest conversations you've ever heard in your life. Free with Ads is a new podcast on Maximum Fun where Emily Fleming and I talk about the weird, wonderful, terrible, sometimes fantastic movies we see on Free with Ads streaming services.
All right, thank you so much, everybody. Helen, now tell us about the rules of today's game.
We have a series of Max Fun Drive related trivia questions to ask you today. Some notes on the scoring. We are on the honor system here, so we ask that you stick with the first answer that pops into your head, regardless of what else you hear. Also, you may earn points for not only correct answers, but also for creative and funny answers as well.
Ooh, sounds like a challenge. All right, for our first group of questions, each answer will contain the word max, as in Max Fun Drive. All right, here's your first question. Tiger Child was a short documentary that was the first movie shown in what large film format? Tom?
Max, comma, mad.
Ella?
I have no idea. Max? No, I don't have anything. I've got nothing.
Ross?
That would be IMAX.
Oh,
Teresa?
IMAX theater?
Jordan?
I'm also going to guess IMAX.
And Helen, the correct answer is
IMAX.
Yeah, not you, Max. It's IMAX. All right, next question. What auto dealership chain claims to be the way car buying should be? Tom?
Is it AutoMax? Is that a thing?
Ella?
Maximum Car.
Teresa?
I think it's CarMax.
Ross?
That would be CarMax.
Jordan?
I also think it's CarMax, but I do like Maximum Car a lot. It's not a business that it really should be.
And Helen, the answer?
CarMax.
Yep, very nice. All right, next question. What phrase meaning most disgusting was popularized by Moon Zappa in her 1982 song, Valley Girl? Tom?
Maximosimo-ma.
Helen, you got that written down? Great.
Got it written down.
All right, Ella?
Max, totally disgusting, you said.
Yes.
Max Vom.
Mm-hmm. Teresa?
Was it grody to the max?
Ross?
I was going to say gluteus to the max.
That's how I like to live. And Jordan?
I think grody to the max is, if you're not familiar with the song, it's an amazing guess. Early 80s, that is absolutely something that would be in a song from the early 80s. I'm going with Teresa, grody to the max.
And Helen, what is the answer?
It's like grody to the max.
Indeed it is. I'm sure there were clothing lines that were called gluteus to the max back then.
I almost want to give you a quarter point for gluteus to the max because that's pretty good.
I appreciate
great.
That. It's really good.
All right, next question. What active Major League Baseball pitcher has one brown eye, one blue eye, and 3 Cy Young Awards? Tom?
Max Martin. He's also does baseball along with music producing.
Ella?
I do not know anything about baseball. Max Clark.
Teresa?
Max Smith.
Ross?
Max, the son of Goofy.
And Jordan?
I'm going to say Max Baseball.
And Helen, the correct answer?
It sounds biblical. Max, son of Goofy.
Who begat Huey, who begat Dewey, yeah. Who begat Louie.
And Helen, the correct answer?
Max Goofy the 14th. No, Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer on the tip of everyone's tongue. All right, and finally, Ella, you might have a good chance at this one. What is discount chain TJ Maxx called in the United Kingdom? Tom?
TJ... Oh, I've seen it. TJ Robert.
Come, you know the theme, Tom, man. Come on.
Ella?
It's TJ Maxx.
No, I'm sorry. We're saying, what is the chain TJ Maxx called in the United Kingdom, Ella?
Maxx in the United Kingdom. It's called it is called TJ Maxx in the United Kingdom.
Teresa?
TK Maxx. It's called TK Maxx.
Yeah, I thought it was TK Maxx.
Ross?
Max Payne.
Jordan?
Great game. I'm going to say... Maximum Blouses, love, in it.
That's really offensive to my culture.
Yeah.
Good.
Wow.
You've had it good, too good for too long.
That's why we left.
It's a beautiful country. Lovely country.
Helen?
The answer is TK Maxx.
TK
Maxx. I'm going to give Jordan a quarter point for Maximum Blouses, love.
Yep.
In it.
All right, our next group of questions will all have the word fun in their answers, as in Max Fun Drive. Here we go, our first question. What phrase essentially means that your perception of a clock's speed changes whether you're enjoying a particular activity? Ross.
Oh my goodness. Fundamental time comprehension.
Jordan?
Fundamental time comprehension.
Teresa?
Fun meter.
Ella?
Happy fun time.
And Tom?
Did I misunderstand this? Is it not just time flies when you're having fun?
And Helen, what is the answer?
Oh my God. Time flies when you're having fun.
You know what? The bottom slot feeling real cozy now.
All right, next question. Whether served with beef, chicken, or vegetables, what staple of Chinese restaurants is always made with stir-fried rice noodles? Ross.
Oh, I should know this. Fondue.
Jordan.
This is chow fun, I believe.
Teresa?
Chow fun.
Ella?
Chow fun, and I knew that.
Tom?
Yeah, chow fun.
Helen?
Chow fun!
Yes. All right, next. What Broadway show based on Alison Bechdel's graphic memoir won the 2015 Tony Award for Best Musical? Ross?
Don't show it, Tom.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Jordan?
This is Fun Home, I believe.
Teresa?
Yes, Fun Home.
Ella?
Fun Home, great musical.
And Tom?
I'm almost done reading it, but I think it's Fun Home.
Yes, yeah. Tom is holding up the actual graphic memoir right now.
Listen, as podcast hosts, we should all have a copy of Fun Home within arm's reach.
That's right.
It's appalling. Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, this conversation does not pass the Bechdel test. Helen, Helen, what is
quick,
the answer?
Quick, Teresa and Helen, talk about something that's not a man.
Oh, no, I'm on the spot. The answer is Fun Home.
The answer is Fun Home. All right, next one. A favorite line of Walt Disney was famously, it's kind of fun to do what? And I'm going to ask you in your answer to use that whole phrase, it's kind of fun to do, and then whatever your answer is. Here we go. Ross?
It's kind of fun to do the impossible.
Jordan?
It's kind of fun to do it in It's a Small World when all the employees have gone home.
A very famous phrase. Teresa?
Yes, Walt loved to say that.
It's kind of fun to do everything.
Ella?
It's kind of fun to do rip-off Mickey Mouse's now that he's in the public domain.
Tom?
It's kind of fun to do crimes.
And Helen, what is the answer?
It's kind of fun to do the impossible.
By the way, Ross, where do you work when you're not working on Oh No, Ross and Carrie?
I work at Walt Disney Animation Studios. Yeah. That would have been really embarrassing if I didn't know that.
All right, next one. Finish this line in the ad jingle for the Slinky. It's Slinky. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. It's Slinky. It's Slinky. Ross?
Have fun or die.
Jordan?
I don't know.
I think it's fun for a girl or a boy.
Teresa?
The most fun you can have on the stairs.
Ella?
Yeah, you can make it kind of go like this sometimes.
And Tom?
It was subliminal messaging. It just went, buy our toy, buy our toy, buy our toy.
And Helen, what is the correct answer?
The correct answer is, it's fun for a girl or a boy.
Right, but not both. Never both.
Although I want to give a quarter point to Teresa for the fun on the stairs.
Yeah, it really is the most fun you can have on the stairs.
You can play Marvel Snap on the stairs now. That's pretty fun.
All right, time for our final group of questions. These will all have the word drive in their answers, as in...
Jakeith. I think they get it.
You're right. We have some very smart hosts. All right, here we go. First, what is the common name for the activity of moving bovines from one place to another? Teresa?
A cattle drive.
Ella?
Yeah, cattle drive.
Tom?
I was going to say cow drive.
Ross?
Mm-hmm. Put me on the cattle drive train.
Jordan?
I agree with everyone. Cattle drive.
And Helen?
Cattle drive!
Move them on, head them out. All right, next question. What show hosted by Guy Fieri is somehow airing its 47th season on Food Network? Teresa?
I remember when it started. It was Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Ella?
Yeah, it's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
There it is.
Tom?
Hi, it's Guy Fieri, and welcome to Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Ross?
Celebrity Food Drive.
Jordan?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I know the answer to that. I've watched TV in a hotel.
And Helen, of course, what is the answer?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I want to give a quarter point to Tom for the spot-on Guy Fieri impression.
All right, next question. In a vehicle, what's the name of the rod that spins around and takes the power from the engine to the wheels? Teresa?
It has the word drive in it, so I'm going to say drive shaft.
Ella?
Yeah, drive shaft.
Tom?
I believe it's drive shaft.
Ross?
I concur. Drive shaft.
Jordan?
All my fellow grease monkeys know the drive shaft, baby. Vroom!
And Helen?
Drive shaft!
Yeah. You know, they say that drive shaft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right, next one.
No, I'm just getting annoyed with this quiz.
Oh, okay. You're actually just telling me to shut up. No worries. All right, next question. In computers, what does SSD stand for? Teresa?
Solo safety drive.
Ella?
Solid state drive.
Tom?
Solid state drive.
Ross?
Solid state drive.
And Jordan?
I'll go ahead and say solid state drive as well.
No moving parts.
Helen, what is the solid answer?
Solid state drive.
I had two S words in that.
You did, though. Very good.
I did.
If it were only what could it stand for? And what does it? Finally, made famous in a Michael Moore movie, what did President George W. Bush say on a golf course right after, I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers. Thank you. Teresa?
Put it in drive.
Ella?
I think it was something like, did you see that drive? Or something like that.
Tom?
I think he said, like, now watch this
drive. Oh, now watch this drive.
Ross?
That's it. Now watch this drive.
And Jordan?
I went to a liberal college during the Bush administration. I've seen this clip 5,000 times while everyone rolled their eyes. Now watch this drive.
And Helen?
Now watch this drive.
That is correct. All right, now it is time for a special bonus round. In this bonus round, it will be up to Helen's discretion to award points based on your answer to this question. Why is the Max Fun Drive so important? And why should everyone listening to this show become a Max Fun member or become a boosting or upgrading member today? Teresa?
People should support the Max Fun Drive because this is what we love to do, and we love that we get to do it for you. So this is our full-time gig.
Ross?
Support the artists that are making content they care about that you love.
Ella?
People should support the Max Fun Drive so we can keep on bringing you stupid stuff.
Great. And Tom?
All the years and years of bonus content and also a batch of new bonus content this year.
Jordan?
The thing I like most about being on Maximum Fun is that it's a network supported by the listeners, and it is a worker-owned co-op. So you're not doing your show at the behest of some giant corporation that looks at you like just a number on a spreadsheet. You're doing your show for the people that listen, and all the money goes back to a worker-owned co-op, which is really, really awesome. So it's really great to just do the show you want to do without having to worry about some giant corporation's bottom line.
Thank you all so much for those answers. Helen, who is our big winner today?
In the spirit of Max Fun Drive, we declare everyone a winner.
Yay!
Woohoo! But the biggest winner, of course, is you listening to this, who just became a Max Fun member or upgraded or boosted your membership at MaximumFun.org/join.
Don't you want to be a winner? Go to MaximumFun.org/join and become a Max Fun member now. The future of the podcast that you love quite literally depends on it.
By the way, if you want to hear more Max Fun hosts playing trivia games, make sure to check out our show, Go Fact Yourself. We've welcomed loads of Max Fun hosts, including Jesse Thorne, John Hodgman, Ross and Carrie, and we think every single McElroy on the network, although there might be one hiding that we haven't gotten to.
Yeah, and you know what? If you add more McElroys, we will host them on our show. We also have a lot of non-Max Fun celebrities, including everyone from comedian Paula Poundstone to author Roxane Gay to DJ Jazzy Jeff. Check us out wherever you get podcasts, and if you're in the LA area, come to our live audience recordings. We've got ones on March 23rd and March 30th.
Okay, everyone, what's that link to become a Max Fun member again?
MaximumFun.org/join.
All right, you heard them. Maybe that was MaximumFun.org/join. All right, Helen, how about another group of contestants?
Come on in, new group of Max Fun hosts.
My name is Drea Clark. I co-host Maximum Film, and I think I've been part of it since 2017.
Alonzo Duraldi, West Hollywood, California, Maximum Film since the dawn of the show.
I'm Alexis B. Preston. I'm in Los Angeles, and I'm the co-host of Comfort Creatures.
I'm Ben Harrison. I co-host The Greatest Generation and Greatest Trek. I'm in Los Angeles, and we've been on the network probably since 2017 or 2016, something like that.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us. Let's hear from each of you now about the shows that you host on Max Fun. And for extra points, see if you can describe your show in 6 words or less. Alonzo and Drea.
We always say that Maximum Film is a movie review show that isn't a bunch of straight white guys.
Drea?
Yes, that is our official tagline for Maximum Film. Fun, irreverent movie talk from different perspectives.
Perfect. Great. Alexis, how would you describe Comfort Creatures?
Comfort Creatures is a show about pets and pet ownership and animals and mythology and friendship.
And Benjamin?
Greatest Generation and Greatest Trek are Star Trek recap podcasts for old shows and for new shows, respectively. And we also joke around a lot and make a lot of puerile sex puns. Star Trek, but with fart jokes.
You're speaking my language.
All right, thank you so much, everybody. Helen, now tell us about the rules of today's game.
We have a series of Max Fun Drive related trivia questions to ask you today. Some notes on the scoring. We are on the honor system here, so we ask that you stick with the first answer that pops into your head, regardless of what else you hear. Also, you may earn points for not only correct answers, but also for creative and funny answers as well.
Ooh, sounds like a challenge. All right, for our first group of questions, each answer will contain the word max, as in Max Fun Drive. All right, here's your first question. Tiger Child was a short documentary that was the first movie shown in what large film format? Ben?
IMAX.
Alexis?
IMAX.
Alonso?
IMAX.
Drea?
Supermax!
And Helen?
IMAX!
But it was very super. What auto dealership chain claims to be the way car buying should be? Ben?
CarMax.
Alexis?
CarMax.
Drea?
Supermax.
And Alonso.
Automax.
Helen.
CarMax.
Yes. I love how Drea keeps thinking of federal prisons, though.
Yeah, she's got prison on the brain.
Yep, got prisons on the brain, Drea. I know how it is. All right, next question. What phrase meaning most disgusting was popularized by Moon Zappa in her 1982 song Valley Girl? Ben?
Maximum yuck.
Alexis?
Gross to the max.
Drea?
Grody to the max.
Alonso?
Grody to the max.
And Helen, what is it?
It's like grody to the max.
Yeah. All right, next question. What active Major League Baseball pitcher has one brown eye, one blue eye, and three Cy Young awards? Benjamin?
Max Eckersley.
Alexis?
Maximum David Bowie.
Drea?
Max Super.
And Alonso.
Max Capacity.
And Helen, the answer?
Max Scherzer.
Sorry to this man.
That's right. I'm sure he's doing fine. Yeah. And finally, what is discount chain TJ Maxx called in the United Kingdom? Benjamin?
Max TJ's.
Alexis?
Thomas Max.
Drea?
TJ Maxx the fourth.
And Alonso?
Theodore Jerome Max.
And Helen?
For some reason, it's TK Max.
TK Max. You still get the max for the minimum, though.
They're going to fill in the beginning part later, right?
Yes, absolutely. All right, our next group of questions will all have the word fun in their answers, as in Max Fun Drive. Here we go, our first question. What phrase essentially means that your perception of a clock's speed changes whether you're enjoying a particular activity? Alexis?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Alonso?
No fun zone.
Drea?
Fun happens here.
And Benjamin?
A fundamental misunderstanding of how time works.
And Helen?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Just like we are now. All right, next question. Finish this line from the ad jingle for the Slinky. It's Slinky, it's Slinky. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. It's Slinky, it's Slinky. Alexis?
If you see it run, that's fun.
Alonso?
It's fun for a girl and a boy.
Drea?
It's super merry and joy.
And Benjamin?
It's fun for a girl or a boy.
And Helen?
It's fun for a girl or a boy.
Yes, not for a girl and a boy, Alonso. That would be crazy.
Mm. In your face, Alonso.
What was I thinking? Wrong coil.
Next question. Whether served with beef, chicken, or vegetables, what staple of Chinese restaurants is always made with stir-fried rice noodles? Alexis?
I do know this. Fun noodles.
Alonso?
Chow fun?
Drea?
Chow yun fat.
Benjamin?
Chow fun.
I mean, all noodles are fun and remind me of chow yun fat. But Helen, what is the correct answer?
Chow fun.
Chow fun. That's also what I say when I say goodbye or hello to fun. All right, next question. What Broadway show based on Alison Bechdel's graphic memoir won the 2015 Tony Award for Best Musical? Alexis?
Funny Girl.
Alonso?
Fun Home.
Drea?
Fun Mansion.
Benjamin?
Not very fun home.
And Helen?
Fun home!
Yes, but I like the upgrade to Fun Mansion. We'll look forward to that in the sequel. And finally, the last one in this category. A favorite line of Walt Disney was famously, it's kind of fun to do what? And please say the entire quote in your answer. So it's kind of fun to do, and then whatever you want to add. All right, Alexis.
It's kind of fun to do making up the answers to trivia questions.
Alonso?
It's kind of fun to be frozen after you're dead.
Drea?
It's kind of fun to have a very questionable past.
Benjamin?
It's kind of fun to do bad things.
That's true, but what is your answer to the question? Helen, the correct answer?
It's kind of fun to do the impossible.
Yes, the impossible.
Wow.
Real lack of imagination here.
Sure, that too.
So boring. I preferred the cryogenic answer.
All right, time for our final group of questions. These will all have the word drive in their answers, as in...
Jakeith. I think they get it.
You're right. We have some very smart hosts. All right, here we go. First, what is the common name for the activity of moving bovines from one place to another? Drea?
Cattle drive.
Benjamin?
Maximum cow drive.
Alexis?
Cattle drive.
And Alonso?
Cow drive.
And Helen?
Cattle drive.
Yes, get along, little dogies, in that cattle drive. Next question. What show hosted by Guy Fieri is somehow airing its 47th season on Food Network? Drea?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Ben?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Alexis?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Alonso?
Driving my hairdresser to the city limits and leaving him there.
And Helen?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
That's right. All three. All right, next question. In a vehicle, what's the name of the rod that spins around and takes the power from the engine to the wheels? Drea?
Drive shaft.
Benjamin?
Drive crank.
Alexis?
Power drive.
Alonso?
Drive thing.
Yes. He's not wrong, but Helen, what is the more specific answer?
Drive shaft.
That's right. You know, they say that drive shaft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Thank you, Alonso. I'm only talking about drive shaft. All right, next question. In computers, what does SSD stand for? Drea?
Super sad dog.
Benjamin?
Solid state drive.
Alexis?
I was going to say solid standard drive.
And Alonso?
Slow sluggish drive.
Helen, is it involving a dog?
No. Dogs should never be sad.
Yes, or in a computer, frankly.
Yeah. The answer is solid state drive.
Solid state drive. I used to live on solid state drive and then we moved. All right. Last question. Made famous in a Michael Moore movie, what did President George W. Bush say on a golf course right after, "I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers. Thank you." Drea?
Oh, no. Drive on.
Benjamin?
Now watch this drive.
Alexis?
They're driving me crazy.
Yeah, you know, no one really took enough time to have compassion for the mental state that these terrorists put George W. Bush in. All right, Alonso?
Now watch this drive.
And Helen?
The answer is now watch this drive, although I'm going to give a quarter point to Alexis for driving me crazy.
It is. These terrorists are driving me crazy.
That's amazing.
It is. All right, now it is time for a special bonus round. In this bonus round, it will be up to Helen's discretion to award points based on your answer to this question. Why is the Max Fun drive so important, and why should everyone listening to this show become a Max Fun member or become a boosting or upgrading member today? Alonso?
You know, we live in an era where the internet has conditioned people to think that everything is free, that whether it's music or news or whatever else. But if you want it done right, you know, it does need to be supported financially. The people who are creating it need to know both the vote of confidence and also the literal financial support of their listeners.
Drea?
I think that we discuss a lot of the value of art, and in a certain way, what we're doing is an art form, not so pretentious, but just as meaningful to what we're creating, and having that value reflected from people supporting us financially really means a lot and is genuinely appreciated.
Alexis?
Get that BOCO, baby.
And Benjamin?
Tons of great bonus content, and also the warm, fuzzy feeling of knowing that you are one of the people, one of the few people that are actually stepping up and making these things happen.
Thank you all so much for those answers. Helen, who is our big winner today?
In the spirit of Max Fun Drive, we declare everyone a winner.
Yay!
Woohoo! But the biggest winner, of course, is you, listening to this, who just became a Max Fun member or upgraded or boosted your membership at MaximumFun.org/
join.
Don't you want to be a winner? Go to MaximumFun.org/join and become a Max Fun member now. The future of the podcast that you love quite literally depends on it.
By the way, if you want to hear more Max Fun hosts playing trivia games, make sure to check out our show, Go Fact Yourself. We've welcomed loads of Max Fun hosts, including Jesse Thorne, John Hodgman, Ross and Carrie, and we think every single McElroy on the network, although there might be one hiding that we haven't gotten to.
Yeah, and you know what? If you add more McElroys, we will host them on our show. We also have a lot of non-Max Fun celebrities, including everyone from comedian Paula Poundstone to author Roxane Gay to DJ Jazzy Jeff. Check us out wherever you get podcasts, and if you're in the LA area, come to our live audience recordings. We've got ones on March 23rd and March 30th.
Okay, everyone, what's that link to become a Max Fun member again?
MaximumFun.org/join.
All right, you heard them. Maybe that was MaximumFun.org/join. All right, Helen, it's time for our next group of contestants.
Take it away, Max Fun hosts.
My name is Danielle Radford. I am in Los Angeles, California, and I am one of the hosts of Tights and Fights.
I am John Luke Roberts. I am based in London in the UK, and I host Sound Heap with John Luke Roberts.
My name is Bria Grant. I live in Los Angeles, and I co-host Reading Glasses.
My name is Mallory O'Mara. I live in Idlewild, California, and I also co-host Reading Glasses.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us. Let's hear from each of you now about the shows that you host on Max Fun. And for extra points, see if you can describe your show in 6 words or less.
Tights and Fights is a funny show about wrestling. We cover some of the things happening throughout the week, as well as some of the larger, broader conversations in wrestling.
And in 6 words or less?
We like to laugh about wrestling.
And John Luke?
Sound Heap with John Luke Roberts is a sketch show made up of part improvised, part written, made up podcasts. It's very silly. And in 6 words or less, far too many imaginary podcasts. Funny.
Great. And Bria and Mallory?
Mallory, I like you.
Reading Glasses is a show about book culture and reading. And in 6 words or less, Reading Glasses is designed to help you read better.
All right, thank you so much, everybody. Helen, now tell us about the rules of today's game.
We have a series of Max Fun Drive related trivia questions to ask you today. Some notes on the scoring. We are on the honor system here, so we ask that you stick with the first answer that pops into your head, regardless of what else you hear. Also, you may earn points for not only correct answers, but also for creative and funny answers as well.
Ooh, sounds like a challenge. All right, for our first group of questions, each answer will contain the word max, as in Max Fun Drive. All right, here's your first question. Tiger Child was a short documentary that was the first movie shown in what large film format? Mallory?
Maximum Movie.
Maximum Movie. I think that's a podcast on the network. Bria?
I'm going to guess IMAX.
Danielle?
Oh, IMAX.
John Luke?
It was my first impulse. IMAX.
And Helen?
IMAX.
Yes.
You're all cowards.
But IMAX does stand for I Maximum Movie. So I don't know if you want to give a half a point to Mallory. Next question. What auto dealership chain claims to be the way car buying should be? Mallory?
CarMax?
Bria?
Yeah, CarMax. That's right.
Danielle?
Drive.com, the place for driving.
John Luke?
Maxington Vehicle.
Maybe in the UK, but Helen, what do we call it here?
CarMax.
We call it CarMax, yes.
I think in the UK it's called CarMax.
Yes. CarMaximilian.
With a U, though.
Yes.
Actually, that's a lip balm in the UK.
Oh, there's CarMex. There's CarMex, I think.
Oh, is that
yeah.
different?
Is it, yeah, okay. yeah. Next question.
Got that too, I see.
What phrase meaning most disgusting was popularized by Moon Zappa in her 1982 song, Valley Girl? Mallory?
To the max?
Bria?
I was going to say gross to the max. I don't know.
Danielle?
Oh, that's so hard, because I know that there was like gag me with a spoon. I think it is just like just gross, grody gross to the max or something like that. Oh, but I keep wanting to say gag me with a spoon.
John Luke?
Max yuck.
That's the bizarro network of Maximum Fun. Helen, what is the answer?
The answer is grody to the max, but I do want to give John Luke a quarter point for max yuck.
Oh, Max, thank you. Yuck, very nice. I don't deserve it, but thank you very much.
If you put it in about, ew, Max, yuck.
All right, I'm going to say that this next question is worth triple the points if any of you can get it. What active Major League Baseball pitcher has one brown eye, one blue eye, and three Cy Young awards? Mallory?
I was going to say, trying to think of a sports name. I was going to say Max Balls, but that's a very good one.
No, stick with Max Balls.
Mr. Max Balls.
Bria?
I'm going to go by his formal name, Max Baseball.
Max Baseball. Mm-hmm. Danielle?
I don't know anything about real sports. Max Fleischman.
And John Luke?
Max Baseball Jr.
And Helen, who was it?
The answer is Max Scherzer, but I'm going to give Mallory a quarter point for Mr. Max Balls.
Mr. Max Balls. Nice. Finally, what is discount chain TJ Maxx called in the United Kingdom? Mallory?
Oh, it's TK Maxx, isn't it?
Bria?
Theodore James Maxx.
Danielle?
Broke to the Max?
And John Luke?
TK Maxx, but I did get confused when you said TJ Maxx. I had a kind of...
Berenstain Bear
moment? The Mandela effect. Yeah.
That's yes, yes. No, we do call it TJ Maxx here, but Helen, what is the correct answer?
TK Maxx.
TK Maxx, very nice. All right, next round. All of these questions have an answer that includes fun. It includes fun in the word. What phrase essentially means that your perception of a clock's speed changes based on whether you're enjoying a particular circumstance? John Luke?
Perception of fun time?
Mallory?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Bria?
I'm going to say fun time.
Danielle?
Yeah, I was also going to say fun time.
Well, I'm glad we're having a fun time, but Helen, what is the correct answer?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Just like now. Next question. Finish this line in the ad jingle for the Slinky. It's Slinky. It's Slinky. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. It's Slinky. It's Slinky. John Luke?
For all the children to enjoy.
Mallory?
Fun for every girl and boy.
Bria?
For every girl and boy.
Danielle?
It's fun for a girl and a boy.
And Helen?
It's fun for a girl or a boy. But Danielle, yes. I'm going to give it to you. It's
good. But not at the same time.
No, never. Never. No. That's against all the laws of nature. Nope. All right, next question. Whether served with beef, chicken, vegetables, or God forbid, tofu, what staple of Chinese restaurants is always made with stir-fried rice noodles? John Luke?
Fun noodles.
Mallory?
Tofu!
Fun rice.
Bria?
I'm going to say Chow Young Fun. I don't know.
Danielle?
I just had it. This is really, I'm the worst. I think it is Chow Fun, but it's not.
And Helen, what is the answer?
The answer is Chow Fun. And on behalf of all the Asians during Lunar New Year, boo on all of you.
Sorry.
I accept that.
Poor showing.
Yes, we are here both to celebrate Maximum Fun and to shame other cultures aside from Helen's. So well done. Well done on that. All right, next question. What Broadway show based on Alison Bechdel's graphic memoir won the 2015 Tony Award for Best Musical? John Luke?
Fun Home.
Mallory?
Fun Home.
Bria?
Fun Home.
Danielle was dancing as I asked the question.
Fun Home.
And Helen?
Fun Home.
That's right. I like Danielle's pronunciation. Fun Home. All right, good job, all of you. Last one in this category. A favorite line of Walt Disney was, it's kind of fun to do what? John Luke?
It's kind of fun to do making money.
Mallory?
It's kind of fun to own everything.
Bria?
It's kind of fun to pretend.
Danielle?
It's kind of fun to do crimes. I don't know what movie that would be.
Those are all true statements, but what is the actual answer, Helen?
It's kind of fun to do the impossible.
Yay, including crime. All right, and this last section, every answer will include the word drive. The answer will include the word drive. What is the common name for the activity of moving a group of bovines from one place to another? Bria?
I'm going to say cattle drive.
Danielle?
Cattle drive.
John Luke?
Cattle drive.
Mallory?
Cattle drive.
And Helen?
The answer is cattle drive. Ding, 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 ding. You all got it.
All right, next question. What show hosted by Guy Fieri is somehow airing its 47th season on Food Network? Bria?
Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins.
Danielle?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, baby.
Jean-Luc?
Driving You Foodly.
And Mallory?
Oh, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
And Helen?
The answer is Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I'm definitely giving John-Luke a quarter point for driving you foodly.
Yeah. What about Danielle's version where apparently it's for babies? He just goes around and is like, this Gerber's food is on fire.
Baby.
All right, next question. In a vehicle, what is the name of the rod that spins around and takes the power from the engine to the wheels? Bria?
I can't believe you would have the gall to ask both a car question and a sports question. I'm going to say the drive shaft.
Danielle?
I don't drive, but I do watch Lost. Drive shaft.
John Luke?
I was going to say drive pole.
Mallory?
Drive shaft.
I worked my way through college as a drive pole dancer, but Helen, what is the correct answer?
Drive shaft.
Drive shaft. Bree, of course, bamboozled us on that one.
Danielle, I just that was a really deep cut, and I appreciate it. That was I understood the joke. I understood the joke. You are everybody, okay?
You are everybody.
Lost Sorry. Reference.
All right, next one. In computers, what does SSD stand for? Priya?
Social Security Drive.
Danielle?
I know what it does. I'll just say Super Secret Drive.
Super Secret Drive. John Luke?
Standard Sub Drive.
And Mallory?
Solid State Drive.
By the way, Super Secret Drive, not the first time someone has given that answer today. But Helen, what is the correct answer?
Solid State Drive.
Solid State Drive. Very nice. And then last one, made famous in a Michael Moore movie, what did President George W. Bush say on a golf course right after, I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers? Thank you. Rhea?
Now I'm going to drive us right out of here.
Danielle?
I think he said, now watch this drive.
John Luke?
Pass me the driver.
Mallory?
You drive me crazy to the tune of Britney Spears.
Oh, interesting. I would have gone with the Fine Young Cannibals version, but that was George W. Bush as we knew and loved him. Helen, what is the correct answer?
Now watch this drive. And I also want to give a quarter point to Danielle for putting the Southern spin on it.
Yes, now, got now that, watch that Texas drive. Twang.
A place where neither me nor him are from.
Yes. All right, now it is time for a special bonus round. In this bonus round, it will be up to Helen's discretion to award points based on your answer to this question. Why is the Max Fun Drive so important? And why should everyone listening to this show become a Max Fun member or become a boosting or upgrading member today? Danielle?
Well, what it means for us about Tights and Fights being listener supported is y'all really believe in what we're doing. There's no denying that our fan base is very passionate. They love listening to us talk about, in particular, wrestling, which is wild. And I like that it's a space where people who don't normally feel like they would feel welcome to be able to geek out on something like wrestling, which can be toxic in a lot of other fandom hands, they feel like they don't experience that because it's very specifically because it's a Max Fun show and because of the way that Max Fun curates the audience and welcomes and invites everyone in. We're very much an everyone get in the boat kind of place, and I love that.
Terrific. John Luke?
It's great to be listener supported. It's wonderful to make something and know you're sort of only answerable to people who really like what you're making. That's a big thing with Soundteep.
And Bria?
One of the greatest parts about being on Maximum Fun is getting to know the people who have been supporting the show for so many years. We love our community. We love the people who listen. They've helped us develop the show and helped us figure out what the show is over the course of the last 5 or 6 years.
And Mallory?
Being listener supported is fantastic for Reading Glasses because we're kind of an unusual reading show in the fact that any weird idea that we have, anything that our community directly wants to hear more about, we can just make an episode about it and we don't have to, you know, go through a weird process. We don't, you know, get notes from shadowy corporate overlords. You know, we can just, you know, make episodes about reviewing plastic bags and what kind of snacks get on your book pages the least. And people love it. And it feels like we have a direct line to our community more than other shows might.
Thank you all so much for those answers. Helen, who is our big winner today?
In the spirit of Max Fun Drive, we declare everyone a winner.
Yay!
Woohoo! But the biggest winner, of course, is you listening to this, who just became a Max Fun member or upgraded or boosted your membership at MaximumFun.org/join.
Don't you want to be a winner? Go to MaximumFun.org/join and become a Max Fun member now. The future of the podcast that you love quite literally depends on it.
By the way, if you want to hear more Max Fun hosts playing trivia games, make sure to check out our show, Go Fact Yourself. We've welcomed loads of Max Fun hosts, including Jesse Thorne, John Hodgman, Ross and Carrie, and we think every single McElroy on the network, although there might be one hiding that we haven't gotten to.
Yeah, and you know what? If you add more McElroys, we will host them on our show. We also have a lot of non-Max Fun celebrities, including everyone from comedian Paula Poundstone to author Roxane Gay to DJ Jazzy Jeff. Check us out wherever you get podcasts. And if you're in the LA area, come to our live audience recordings. We've got ones on March 23rd and March 30th.
Okay, everyone, what's that link to become a Max Fun member again?
MaximumFun.org/join.
Fantastic.
We promise it's not a cult.
I don't.
All right, you heard them. Maybe that was MaximumFun.org/join. Well, Helen, that's the end of that segment. Let's bring on some new Max Fun hosts as contestants.
Take it away, Max Fun hosts.
Hey, everybody, it's J. Keith Van Stratton.
And Helen Hong.
And we're the hosts of Go Fact Yourself, a celebrity comedy trivia game show right here on Maximum Fun. And we're here to welcome you to
the Max Fun Drive. Kickoff Spectacular!
You can tell we rehearsed that. Hey, this is the most wonderful and important time of year for Max Fun. And to get it kicked off, we've invited tons of your favorite Max Fun hosts from across the network to join in this special show.
If you listen to a lot of Max Fun shows, you may have noticed versions of this kickoff episode posted across multiple feeds that you're subscribed to.
That's because this is an event that cannot be contained to just one episode or just one podcast feed. There are actually 6 total versions of this kickoff. So make sure to look at the title of this show so you know that it's one of the versions you haven't already heard. Or listen to all of them again. They're great. You're going to hear the same questions in each episode, but the answers can be very different.
Go to MaximumFun.org for the full show with trivia and fun involving dozens of hosts from across the network.
Now, before we get to the rest of the show, the Max Fun Drive is all about supporting the podcast that you love. And how do they show that support, Helen?
By becoming a Max Fun member. Each and every podcast here is sustained by listeners who give a monthly contribution.
You can go to MaximumFun.org/join, put in your payment information, and select the shows that you listen to. For as little as $5 a month, you can have a direct hand in making sure your favorite shows can continue.
Or by upgrading or boosting your membership for as little as $1 more per month.
It really is that simple. The shows that you love can only continue with the support of their listeners. Helen, while they do that, who are we talking to for this kickoff spectacular?
I will let them introduce themselves and the podcasts that they host on our network.
I'm Dan McCoy. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and I'm a co-host of The Flophouse.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Bent. I'm in Los Angeles, California, and I'm a host of the show Eurovangelists.
Hi, I'm Jackie Cation. I'm currently in Sunnyvale, California, but I'm based in Los Angeles, California, and the podcast is The Jackie and Laurie Show. I'm the co-host.
John Moe in St. Paul, Minnesota, host of Depression Mode with John Moe and Sleeping with Celebrities.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us. Let's hear from each of you now about the shows that you host on Max Fun. And for extra points, see if you can describe your show in 6 words or less.
On The Flophouse, we talk about movies that were critical or commercial flops, or sometimes just things we wanted to talk about. We try not to be mean about it, though.
And in 6 words or less?
3 friends talk about bad movies.
Great. And Jeremy?
Eurovangelists is a show where we try to get people into the Eurovision Song Contest, the longest-running music competition, and I would dare say most important music competition in the world.
And Jackie, tell us what the Jackie and Laurie show is.
The Jackie and Laurie show is 2 stand-up comics talking about stand-up comedy. We celebrate a show about getting stage time.
Terrific. And John?
6 words for Depression Mode: open conversations, mental health, jokes included.
Fantastic.
For sleeping with celebrities, sleep-inducing celebrity talks night-night.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Helen, now tell us about the rules of today's game.
We have a series of Max Fun Drive related trivia questions to ask you today. Some notes on the scoring. We are on the honor system here, so we ask that you stick with the first answer that pops into your head, regardless of what else you hear. Also, you may earn points for not only correct answers, but also for creative and funny answers as well.
Ooh, sounds like a challenge. All right, for our first group of questions, each answer will contain the word max, as in Max Fun Drive. All right, here's your first question. Tiger Child was a short documentary that was the first movie shown in what large film format? Jackie?
HBO Max?
John?
Cinemax.
Jeremy?
I'm going to say IMAX 70mm.
And Dan?
Yeah, I was going to say IMAX, but I'll say Omnimax to make it different.
Well, you certainly made it different. Helen, what is the correct answer?
IMAX.
IMAX, yes. With that tune. Next question. What auto dealership chain claims to be the way car buying should be? Jackie?
Max Headroom.
John?
CarMax.
Jeremy?
I believe it is CarMax.
And Dan?
I concur on CarMax.
Helen, do you concur?
I concur. It is CarMax, but I want to give a quarter point to Jackie for Max Headroom.
I'm going to try to get them all incorrect. Oh. But still, don't forget to join or upgrade.
All right, next question. What phrase meaning most disgusting was popularized by Moon Zappa in her 1982 song, Valley Girl? Jackie?
Grody to the max.
Jeremy?
I like Grody to the max, but I will also say barf me out.
John?
Gag me with the max amount of spoons.
And Dan?
Yeah, I was hearing Grody to the max in my head.
Helen, what is the answer?
It's like Grody to the max.
I don't know why I know that.
Killed it.
Next question. What active Major League Baseball pitcher has one brown eye, one blue eye, and three Cy Young awards? Jackie.
Max Headroom.
It's got to be correct one day. John?
That would be Max Scherzer.
Jeremy?
Yes, I believe Max Scherzer.
And Dan?
I know nothing about baseball, so I'm going to say maximum number of eye colors.
Helen, what is the correct answer?
Max Scherzer. Very impressive.
I had him on my fantasy team.
But I also want to give a quarter point to Dan for saying maximum number of eye colors.
Next question. What is the discount chain TJ Maxx called in the United Kingdom? Jackie?
King Charles?
John?
His Royal Max?
Jeremy?
I'm going to say maximum TJ.
And Dan?
Terrence James Max.
Wow.
Helen?
All of you bombed out on this one. It's TK Maxx for some reason.
Wow.
I'm going to guess that TK stands for the night, because it's the UK.
Sure.
But good on you, as they say. Good on you for your attempts.
All right, our next group of questions will all have the word fun in their answers, as in Max Fun Drive. Here we go, our first question. What phrase essentially means that your perception of a clock's speed changes whether you're enjoying a particular activity? John?
No, I think that would be time flies when you're having fun.
Jackie?
Funhouse timepiece? That's not anything.
Dan?
Fun zone time.
And Jeremy?
I know tempus fugit is time flies, but I don't know when you're having fun in Latin. I didn't get that far.
And Helen?
The answer is time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, it does fugit also, I've heard.
Yes, depending on where you are.
Yes. you might want to have that looked at. All right, next question. Finish this line in the ad jingle for Slinky. It's Slinky, it's Slinky. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. It's Slinky, it's Slinky. John?
It's fun for a girl and a boy.
Jackie?
It's fun for a girl or a boy.
Dan?
It's fun for a girl or a boy.
Jeremy.
It's fun for girls and boys.
And Helen, we had a lot of variations.
It's fun for a girl or a boy.
Never at the same time.
Never at the same time and never in multiples.
No.
It's a joy for a lonely individual.
It's a locker room toy.
Solo toy.
Okay. All right, next question. Whether served with beef, chicken, or vegetables, what staple of Chinese restaurants is always made with stir-fried rice noodles? John?
Chow Fun?
I think Jackie might try to answer sincerely this time.
Chow Fun! I enjoy beef chow fun.
Dan?
My fun.
And Jeremy?
I'm going to join Team Chow Fun here.
Helen, how do we like that team?
Team Chow Fun wins.
Next question. What Broadway show based on Alison Bechdel's graphic memoir won the 2015 Tony Award for Best Musical? John?
Fun House?
Jackie?
The Music Man was really fun.
Dan?
Fun Home.
Jeremy?
Yeah, it's not just a fun house. It's a fun home.
Oh, you know what makes it a fun home? Love.
Love.
Helen, what is the correct answer?
The answer is Fun Home.
That's right, nice. Fun Home. All right, next one. A favorite line of Walt Disney was, it's kind of fun to do what? And please state your answer with the phrase, it's kind of fun to do at the start. John?
It's kind of fun to do animation of mice.
Jackie?
It's kind of fun to own your own IP?
Dan?
It's kind of fun to do fun things. It was a tautology, just sort of.
Jeremy?
It's kind of fun to claim credit for everything UB iWorks does for me.
All right, Helen, what's the answer?
True, but actually the quote was, it's kind of fun to do the impossible.
Mm.
Including freezing your body after you die.
That's right.
Mm. All right, time for our final group of questions. These will all have the word drive in their answers, as in...
Jakeith. I think they get it.
What is the common name for the activity of moving a group of bovines from one place to another? Dan?
A cattle drive.
Jeremy?
I believe that's a cattle drive, sir.
John?
Cattle drive.
Jackie?
Yeehaw! Cattle drive.
Ooh, doggy. Helen, what's the answer?
The answer is cattle drive.
That's right. Next question. What show hosted by Guy Fieri is somehow airing its 47th season on Food Network? Dan?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Jeremy?
Triple D, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
John Mo?
I just want to mix it up a little bit. I kind of agree with those guys, but I'll go with Donuts, Death, and Destruction just for
Rock on! And Jackie?
Is it Diners, Drives, and Drives? Yeah, it's Triple D. There you go.
Helen, what does that Triple D stand for, actually?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, but definitely John gets a quarter point for Donuts. Yes.
You know, you can't have any of those without destruction.
Right.
All right, in a vehicle, what is the name of the rod that spins around and takes the power from the engine to the wheels? Dan?
Drive shaft, he said, pretending he knows anything about this sort of thing.
Jeremy?
Drive shaft.
John?
Drive rod, he said, to be contrary.
And Jackie?
The EDM band drive shaft.
And no self-narration?
I got nothing.
All right. Helen, what is the answer?
Drive shaft is the answer.
Next, in computers, what does SSD stand for? Dan?
Standard disk drive.
Jeremy?
I believe it's solid state drive.
John?
Solid state drive.
Jackie?
Solid state drive. If I didn't know that, Andrew Thompson would kill me.
I was just going to mention that as well. Helen, what is it?
You do not need to be killed, Jackie. It's solid state drive.
Oh, thank goodness, Jackie. You live for another day. All right, last question. Made famous in a Michael Moore movie, what did President George W. Bush say on a golf course right after saying, I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers. Thank you. Dan?
Now watch this drive.
Jeremy?
Drive to the mall.
John?
Now look at this drive.
And Jackie?
I also think it was drive to the mall.
Yeah, well, Mall of America is the best mall in the world for our Minnesota friends here. But Helen, what is the actual answer?
Now watch this drive.
Hey. Now, yes, yes. Although we do know he enjoys a wet seal as much as any other president in our, in our history. All right, now it is time for a special bonus round. In this bonus round, it will be up to Helen's discretion to award points based on your answer to this question. Why is the Max Fun Drive so important? And why should everyone listening to this show become a Max Fun member or become a boosting or upgrading member today?
Look, this is the only thing I got going on right now. So I'm counting on you guys.
Jeremy?
As they say, a rising tide lifts all boats. And I know every show I've had on Max Fun has benefited from being involved in Max Fun.
John?
The show sounds better when you donate. It's just, it's a quality thing. It's just a better show if you're a member.
And Jackie?
Literally supporting something that you get 52 hours of a year should be worth something. And it supports everybody, which is a really cool thing when you're in a network. So, yes.
Thank you all so much for those answers. Helen, who is our big winner today?
In the spirit of Max Fun Drive, we declare everyone a winner.
Yay!
Woohoo! But the biggest winner, of course, is you listening to this, who just became a Max Fun member or upgraded or boosted your membership at MaximumFun.org/join.
Don't you want to be a winner? Go to MaximumFun.org/join and become a Max Fun member now. The future of the podcast that you love quite literally depends on it.
By the way, if you want to hear more Max Fun hosts playing trivia games, make sure to check out our show, Go Fact Yourself. We've welcomed loads of Max Fun hosts, including Jesse Thorne, John Hodgman, Ross and Carrie, and we think every single McElroy on the network, although there might be one hiding that we haven't gotten to.
Yeah, and you know what? If you add more McElroys, we will host them on our show. We also have a lot of non-Max Fun celebrities, including everyone from comedian Paula Poundstone to author Roxane Gay to DJ Jazzy Jeff. Check us out wherever you get podcasts. And if you're in the LA area, come to our live audience recordings. We've got ones on March 23rd and March 30th.
Okay, everyone, what's that link to become a Max Fun member again?
MaximumFun.org/join.
Ah, that was musical, everyone.
All right, you heard them. Maybe that was MaximumFun.org/join. All right, Helen, let's hear from our next group of Max Fun Host contestants.
Take it away, Max Fun Hosts.
My name is Austin. I'm in Michigan, and I host Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries.
I am Brenda. I am in Michigan, and I'm the other host of Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries.
I'm Manolo. I'm in New York City, and I co-host Dr. Game Show.
I'm Andrew. I'm in Los Angeles, and I host Dead Pilot Society.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us. Let's hear from each of you now about the shows that you host on Max Fun. And for extra points, see if you can describe your show in 6 words or less.
Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries is the hardest name in the world to say. I can count on one hand how many times you said it right. And it is a pop culture history funny time show.
Brenda?
Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries is an obscure pop culture history podcast.
Okay, great. Manolo, tell us about Dr. Game Show.
Long form, Dr. Game Show is a game show that I co-host with Joe Firestone where listeners submit game ideas and we try to play them with other listeners who call in, and it's a struggle, and they lovingly sabotage it.
I love it. And the 6-word version or less?
Poorly functioning game show sustained by membership.
Wonderful. Andrew, tell us about Dead Pilot Society.
Dead Pilot Society is a show where we take comedy pilots that from A-list writers that were sold and developed at networks and streamers but never produced, and gives them the table reads they never got a chance to have.
And then 6 words or less, please.
Dead pilots come back to life.
Like the zombie version. Great. Thank you so much, everybody. Helen, now tell us about the rules of today's game.
We have a series of Max Fun Drive related trivia questions to ask you today. Some notes on the scoring. We are on the honor system here, so we ask that you stick with the first answer that pops into your head, regardless of what else you hear. Also, you may earn points for not only correct answers, but also for creative and funny answers as well.
For our first group of questions, each answer will contain the word max, as in Max Fun Drive. All right, here's your first question. Tiger Child was a short documentary that was the first movie shown in what large film format? Brenda?
IMAX.
Manolo?
TV.
Andrew?
IMAX.
And Austin?
IMAX?
Helen, was it TV?
It was not TV. The answer was IMAX.
It was IMAX, yes. The large film format of TV. Well, you know what? If you only grow up with a, like a Viewmaster, TV looks huge. Here's our next question. What auto dealership chain claims to be the way car buying should be? Brenda?
CarMax.
Manolo?
Carvana.
Andrew?
CarMax.
And Austin?
It's CarMax.
Helen, is it CarMax?
It's Carvana. No, what? I'm kidding. It's CarMax.
I was like, wait.
I think I'm getting this thing. I forgot. I remember now.
Okay, great. All right, next. What phrase that means most disgusting was popularized by Moon Zappa in her 1982 song, Valley Girl? Brenda?
Max. I don't know.
Manolo?
Maximum yucky.
Andrew?
Grody to the max.
Austin?
Maximum grody?
Helen?
It's like grody to the max.
Oh my God, it so is.
I was like, I know it's in there.
That's all right. Next question. What active Major League Baseball pitcher has one brown eye, one blue eye, and three Cy Young awards? Brenda?
Max Baseball.
Manolo?
Don't dogs have that? So like, I'll just say Max the Air Bud Dog.
Max the Air Bud Dog. Andrew?
It's like Max like Schmearson or something. Schmearling.
Austin?
Maximum home run drive.
Mm-hmm. You want to keep going or is that it? Okay. And Helen, how about a little schmear of the answer?
The answer is Max Scherzer. But I'm going to give Manolo a quarter point for saying... something about dogs.
Yes. Anytime you mention a dog, by the way, Helen will give you a bonus.
Yes.
All right.
And finally, I get nothing for the SCH sound at all.
Okay. I thought you were going to get a dog.
Scherzer. Scherzer.
Yours just made me think of bagels.
Yeah.
Max Schmearson.
All right. Last question in this category. What is discount chain TJ Maxx called in the United Kingdom? Brenda?
Ooh, I know this one. CJ Maxx.
CJ Maxx. Manolo?
Max Royale with cheese.
Andrew?
TJ Maxx, but with a U.
And Austin?
I believe it's TK Maxx.
Helen?
It is TK Maxx.
Hey. Yeah. But I like
I have a friend who works for TJ Maxx.
Although, Andrew, I'm going to give you a quarter point for the U.
Thank
for the U. Very nice. All right, next round. All of these questions will have an answer that includes fun in the answer. It includes fun in the answer. What popular idiom essentially means that your perception of a clock's speed changes based on whether you are enjoying a particular circumstance? Manolo?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Andrew?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Austin?
Time is fake, but fun is real.
And your answer? No, that is true. And Brenda?
Time flies when you're having fun.
It certainly does. Helen?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, I think Manolo actually got a correct answer on that. Pretty, very impressive. Really. All right, next question. Finish this line in the ad jingle for the Slinky. It's Slinky, it's Slinky. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. It's Slinky, it's Slinky. Manolo?
It's fun, but only for boys.
Wow.
Andrew? It was the time back then.
Yeah, it was the time. Yeah, guys, it was the 90s. It was so different. Andrew?
Fun for every girl and boy.
Austin?
Fun for girls and boys?
Brenda?
It's fun. You will chuckle with joy.
Helen?
It's fun for a girl or a boy.
Yes.
Okay,
but we appreciate a good chuckling of joy.
Yeah, they can't have fun together.
No, that would be against.
So, you know what? That's so true. I remember in the 90s, it was illegal.
Yeah. Boy.
Both just stared at each other from across the playground.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and, exactly. And if one of them started to smile, cops picked him up.
Pick a lane.
Next question. Whether served with beef, chicken, or vegetables, what staple of Chinese restaurants is always made with stir-fried rice noodles? Manolo?
My fun.
Andrew?
Chow fun.
Austin?
Fun garden.
Brenda?
Fun main.
Well, you know, I always have my fun at Fun Garden, but what do I order when I go there, Helen?
Andrew, what did you say?
Chow fun.
Yes, that is the correct answer. Chow fun.
Chow fun. Next question. What Broadway show based on Alison Bechdel's graphic memoir won the 2015 Tony Award for Best Musical? Manolo?
What?
Andrew?
Fun Home.
Austin?
Fun! With like an exclamation point.
Uh-huh. And they all shouted it and raised their arms at the
end.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And Brenda?
It's Fun Home.
Ellen, is it?
It is Fun Home.
Very good.
But yeah. What?
Yeah. I would see a musical. I would see a musical called What?
You know what? I'm going to give you a quarter point.
Quarter point for Manolo.
What?
Yeah, all right, last one.
Yeah, just doesn't know why they're there.
Last one. A favorite line of Walt Disney was famously, "It's kind of fun to do what?" And please say the whole quote starting with, "It's kind of fun to do," and then your answer. Manolo?
It's kind of fun to do all the lines and not the rides.
Andrew?
It's kind of fun to do anti-Semitism.
We're waiting for someone to say that today. Austin?
It's kind of fun to do the impossible.
Brenda?
It's kind of fun to do magic.
I think we've only had our second correct answer of the day. Helen, what is the correct answer?
It's kind of fun to do the impossible.
Yes, very nice, Austin. All right, this next round we'll all have answers that include drive, that include drive. I don't think we started with Austin, so we'll go that way now. What is the common name for the activity of moving a group of bovines from one place to another? A group of bovines from one place to another. Austin?
Cattle drive.
Brenda?
Cattle drive.
Manolo?
Driving cows.
Andrew?
Cattle drive.
They can't drive 55, but Helen, what is the answer?
Cattle drive.
Cattle drive.
Thanks, King of the Hill.
Next, what show hosted by Guy Fieri is unbelievably in its 47th season on Food Network? Austin?
Diners Dive. Wait, has to have fun. Diners Drive-ins and.
This,
yeah,
in,
wait,
in this round,
what?
It's Drive. In this round, it's Drive. Go ahead.
Oh, Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives. I was like, there's not fun.
Yeah.
Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives.
Yeah, I've seen the show. There isn't any fun in that for me. Brenda.
Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives.
Manolo.
Diners drive people to the hospital because of cardiac arrest.
And Andrew.
Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives.
Helen, are we going to the hospital on this one?
No, we are not. We are going to Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives.
That's right.
Favorite town.
All right, up next. In a vehicle, what is the name of the rod that spins around and takes power from the engine to the wheels? Austin?
Drive shaft?
Brenda, any less confidently?
Drive shaft.
Okay, a little bit more. Manolo?
Drive chain?
Andrew?
Drive shaft.
Helen?
Drive shaft.
You know, they say that drive shaft is a bad mother...
Shut your mouth.
Thank you so much, Andrew. All right, up next. In computers, what does SSD stand for? SSD. Austin?
Solid state drive.
Brenda?
Solid state drive.
Manolo?
Solid state drive.
And Andrew?
For all the hardcore punks out there, I'm going to say society system decontrol.
Whoa.
The great Boston hardcore band SSD.
Helen, let's rage against this part of a machine. What is the correct answer?
Solid state drive, giving Manolo his second whole point.
Let's go.
It's happening now. All right. And finally, made famous in a Michael Moore movie, what did President George W. Bush say on a golf course right after saying, "I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers. Thank you." Austin?
Now watch this drive.
Oh, and Austin demonstrating with a little drive there. Look, you got that Nintendo Wii action there in the wrists, I saw. Brenda.
I'm from Flint. I don't watch Michael Moore.
Manolo.
Can someone find my solid state drive?
And Andrew?
Now watch this drive.
All right, Helen, now what's the answer?
Now watch this drive.
Now watch this drive. Very good. All right, now it is time for a bonus round. To earn an amount of points to be considered at the judge's discretion, we would like to hear from everyone here about why the Max Fun Drive is so important and or why everyone listening to this show should become a Max Fun member now.
Well, there's no other show like ours, rescuing these pilots from the graveyard, and only Maximum Fun allows us to do this. And it is a worker-owned co-op.
Austin?
I really like talking about weirdo, obscure media, and I think supporting us during the drive is the best way to help continue the idea that pop culture media should not just die away.
Great. Brenda?
Yeah, I'm just kind of elaborating what Austin said, is that like there's all these stories with pop culture media that don't get focused on, and we always try to like dig into those and just kind of reveal history that doesn't get talked about a lot.
And Manolo?
I think it's just a nice reminder think about which podcast you're into and then directly support it. And that's a good business model.
Thank you all so much for those answers. Helen, who is our big winner today?
In the spirit of Max Fun Drive, we declare everyone a winner.
Yay!
Woohoo! But the biggest winner, of course, is you listening to this, who just became a Max Fun member or upgraded or boosted your membership at MaximumFun.org/join.
Don't you want to be a winner? Go to MaximumFun.org/join and become a Max Fun member now. The future of the podcast that you love quite literally depends on it.
By the way, if you want to hear more Max Fun hosts playing trivia games, make sure to check out our show, Go Fact Yourself. We've welcomed loads of Max Fun hosts, including Jesse Thorne, John Hodgman, Ross and Carrie, and we think every single McElroy on the network, although there might be one hiding that we haven't gotten to.
Yeah, and you know what? If you add more McElroys, we will host them on our show. We also have a lot of non-Max Fun celebrities, including everyone from comedian Paula Poundstone to author Roxane Gay to DJ Jazzy Jeff. Check us out wherever you get podcasts. And if you're in the LA area, come to our live audience recordings. We've got ones on March 23rd and March 30th.
Okay, everyone, what's that link to become a Max Fun member again?
MaximumFun.org/join.
I said drive, but I meant join.
I said donate.
Someone else also said,
I completely
someone else also
forgot.
Said, yeah, someone else also said backslash, which good luck getting into our server.
All right, you heard them. Maybe that was MaximumFun.org/join. And that just leads me to thank everyone who participated in our games today and everyone behind the scenes as well. And of course, thank you for listening and supporting Maximum Fun during the Max Fun Drive. I'm J.K. Van Stratton.
And I'm Helen Hong.
Good night.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows
supported
directly
by you.